Oh, we're already recording. Start when you want.
Welcome back to WST. Let's talk about NCAA basketball as a whole. March Madness is upon us. Some could say that it has snuck up on us, and there's probably a good reason why. If they should be or still would be in the college game. So this is the Rising Stars roster from the most recent All-Star game.
Okay.
From that game, you had Eitan, U of A.
Yes, he would be a junior right now at U of A.
RJ Barrett.
Sophomore at Duke.
Rui Hachimura.
Maybe a senior at Gonzaga. Maybe graduate transfer. He would transfer to Santa Clara and get us a title.
Zion.
Yep. Sophomore. Duke.
Wendell Carter Jr.
He would be, I believe, a junior at Duke.
Trae Young.
I think he would be a senior at Oklahoma.
Tyler Harrell.
He would be at Kentucky still. Sophomore.
Ja.
Ooh, he'd be a senior. Oregon State.
Ja Morant?
Or I'm sorry, Murray State. Got my M's mixed up.
PJ Washington.
Yes, Kentucky. And I believe he would be a sophomore as well.
Miles Bridges.
Ooh, Michigan State. I think he'd be a sophomore or junior. I'm pretty good at this game.
Devontae Graham.
He's Kansas, but I don't
know. He may be the only one that was a senior from that entire list.
Yeah.
There is a problem in NCAA basketball.
What's the problem?
There's no problem when it comes to March Madness. I will say there's parity beyond parity this year. Any team can win the championship this year, in my opinion, my humble opinion. Now I have some data that supports who I believe will win the championship.
Whoa.
I'll get into it in a bit.
Not any team. I would say there's more teams that have an opportunity.
More teams. There's no, and I will say, I'll speak Benny Brackets with my blazer. I will speak to NCAA basketball in general. There's no star power. Zion last year captivated everyone. Right. So especially in basketball with, you know, Zion again being in the NBA, the attention that he's got has detracted from NCAA basketball. You know, there's not the star power. Let me give you the other side of the ball. Let me name the Naismith finalists for this year.
The names you're about to name give reason to believe there is star power in college basketball.
Okay. Well, then let me name them and you tell me what college they play for.
Perfect.
All right. Azubuike.
Kansas. Big man. Double-double machine. He's dominant.
Carey Jr.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Carey Jr.
I don't know who Carey Jr. is.
Exactly. He's a freshman from Duke. Dotson.
Dotson's Kansas as well.
Malachi Flynn.
Oh, Senior State.
Luke Garza.
Iowa. Big man. Boom.
Marcus Howard.
Ooh, Marquette. He's had a couple 40-point games. That boy can shoot it.
Miles Powell.
Ooh, Miles Powell. I don't know where he's from. Oh, no. Seton Hall. He's a guard. Dynamic. He's got to be a senior. He is good. Seton Hall, they're going to be a two seed out in the East. Shout out to Kevin Willard. Shout out to Bill McKenna. Go, Pirates. Go.
Peyton Pritchard.
Go, Ducks. Eugene.
Jalen Smith.
Louisville.
Wrong.
I don't know who Jalen.
Maryland. He's a sophomore.
Okay.
And then the bell of the ball, Obi Toppin, who has taken over as the quote-unquote, I'll call him the poor man's a horrible analogy for this. I will call him this year's Zion. Leading into the tournament, okay. He's got the most attention. The Dayton Flyers are number three currently. That's what's good about the NCAA basketball is the parity. The idea that Dayton can be a number three team. Obi Toppin is a sophomore. But I think if you look at He has 100 dunks on the season. Yeah.
Did you see yesterday? He backed a guy in and then dunked over him and then caught another one. And then he went between his legs on the fast break. He basically qualified for the NBA dunk contest based on yesterday's highlights.
Him, Obi Toppin, Aaron Gordon next year. No one wins. Tie in the dunk competition. But my point being is, as I look down, so Carey's a freshman. Dotson's a sophomore. Malachi's a junior. Garza's a junior. Marcus Howard, our intern, didn't actually fill that in for me. Miles Powell's a senior. Peyton Pritchard's a senior. Jalen Smith's a sophomore. Obi Toppin's a sophomore. Very few freshmen. You know why? Because the guys behind me, who should still be in the NCAA, are gone.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say Luka should have been in the NBA. He's an international guy. But the other guys behind me still should be in the NCAA. And so that's why, in my opinion, there's been little, I guess, less attention paid to NCAA basketball this year. And it's due to star power. And that's why people like Obi Toppin, who probably last year, Zion's playing, you wouldn't even know who he was until maybe he did a 360 dunk in the Final Four. Am I right?
Well, I kind of agree with you. I just think it's a weird year because if you look at the best players, you know, you've got LaMelo Ball. He should be a freshman, but he's playing in Australia.
He's a ball.
He would be the star power if he was playing for a big team. And then you've got Anthony Edwards for Georgia. Many project him as the number one or two, but Georgia is just awful. So no one sees him play. And then the third player I'll throw out is Cole Anthony, who is Greg Anthony's son, North Carolina. He got hurt. He's missed most of the year. All these guys would have added to the star power, but they don't have the same star power as last year. So I just think it's one of those years with college basketball that there isn't that Zion. There isn't that Jason Tatum, Harry Giles, you know, what have you. It's just a down year in terms of star power, but it gives my UCLA Bruins a chance because they have a team, a core, a nucleus, stretch the floor, back cuts, run, turn over the ball. So it is good for college basketball because there's more teams that will win, but there's not that big name player.
Even Benny Brackets. Going into this tournament, I don't know who to pick. There's no one really. Kansas is hung up there because more or less they've – you look at Baylor too.
They fought their way to the top.
What's that?
You didn't see their fight against K-State where they brought on?
I just got that. They've elbowed their way to the top. Forearm shivered their way to the top.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say. Bill Self has them going. But even Bill Self himself, you go talk to, like I said, the coaches that have been around long enough. And they sit there and they go, it's not the same teams I've had in the past. There's no senior leaders. And if there is, you know, they're not the same guys that I've had previously where I know for a fact my backcourt's good. And this actually dovetails or is kind of a prologue to exactly what I'm going to talk about around why or who you should bet with in the NCAA tournament. But Bill Self, Izzo, all these guys have said, listen, I'm having to rebuild every year. I don't know if kids are leaving. I don't know if they're coming. And someone said there should be a rule to in effect where if you don't get drafted, you can come back to school.
I
don't know if that would benefit the NCAA, but they've obviously gone as far as if you don't hire an agent and you don't like where you are in the draft, then you can come back. I mean, you need an agent if you are a basketball player because you can't walk around to the GM of a specific school or a specific NBA basketball team and say, hey, what do you think of me? You know, you need the agent to do that. So once you hire an agent to leverage that, then you're sunk. You're done. You can't go back to school. I would say there should be and this is getting way too deep into this episode.
No, I like it.
But I would say there should be a committee that can come in on your behalf if you believe you can make it in the NBA draft. But you're not a sure lottery pick, which is where the money is made, guaranteed contracts. You can hire them and or you can go into this committee and they'll provide that agent type fuel for you. So they'll come back to you, give you somewhat unbiased. Right. If you're an agent, I want to make money. Hey, this guy said you're going to go in the second round. Who's this guy? Oh, it's Memphis's GM's brother that says he's going to draft you in the second round. You can't believe that. So no. give them some sort of layer in between maybe agents and then, you know, being on your own to where they can feel confident of, okay, this doesn't sound good based on what you're telling me. Here's what I need to go improve. I'm going to go back to college. And there's probably, I think I had a graph behind us before, but I think as of late, there was 14 players that entered the draft after one and done's that were not drafted,
yeah.
I believe. And so what does that do? That dilutes college basketball. And I don't believe the G League is in a position where it's got enough eyes on it, nor does anyone want to watch the G League, in my opinion. They'd rather watch those players playing for their university.
Plus, they're not making any money in the
exactly. G-League. Yeah. So what's the benefit to doing that? Now, going across overseas, I could see, like LaMelo, as you reference, you can make some money over there. You get a little more exposure. You probably play against better, in some sense, maybe better competition, because most of those, they're men at that
point. Yeah. You know, and playing. You don't have to live and play in Bakersfield.
Or Santa Cruz. Well, yeah. I mean, Santa Cruz is in a bad place. All right, let's get into the NCAA tournament. Benny Brackets, I got a formula for you, Kaywin.
Okay.
But I'll let you lead. I want to hear, regardless, who's making it to the Final Four. Today, who are your four?
Today, I'm going.
Regardless, with... so we haven't had Selection Sunday, yeah. But you have to pick four horses.
I'm going BYU, go Cougs. I'm going Kansas because they're going to fight their way through that Midwest bracket. Third team, I'm going Creighton. And ooh, then fourth team, I'm going to go.
Throw that fourth dart.
I have no idea. Let's see. I will go Kentucky.
Okay. I'm going to get out my board for you. Benny Brackets has a board. We got KenPom ratings. We got .net ratings. We got everything to tell you who you should pick. Now, you can pick on mascots like my mom does. You can pick on colors like everyone may do. You have so many ways to pick. But here's my methodology. So, this year's Final Four is where, Kyle?
Atlanta.
Okay. So, I'm going to say location plays a part. Tell me the last five most outstanding players for the winning teams.
Oh, last year, was it Kyle Guy?
Yep. And what?
Virginia.
What was he in terms of class?
He was a junior.
Okay.
Who won it the year before? Was it Villanova?
It was. And who was that? I'm going to drag you along here while
it's the guy with the shot. I can't remember his name.
It's pretty tough. It's DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo, yeah.
On and played for the Bucks.
Yeah. That, oh, yeah. And then I don't know who it was the year before that, but the year before that, it was Nova again.
Arcanado.
Yes.
Right? Is that right?
No, it was some guy. It's not Eric Paschal. I don't know his name. He was.
You're dovetailing exactly into my point. And before that was.
I have no idea. I can't even remember what I did this morning.
Tyus Jones for Duke.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. He did play well.
And then before that,
someone from UCLA.
Nah, that was UConn, my friend. And that is who?
Kemba Walker.
Nope.
Shabazz Napier.
Yep. So.
Oh, so what are these, juniors, seniors, except Tyus Jones?
He was exactly. Freshman. And what are they? They're all backcourt for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? They all have the ball in their hands. They're people that at the end of the game, what I see is, NCAA, what do you want? You don't want someone turning the ball over, right? You want to take care of every possession. Things become more precious when you get into March Madness. So I have a little formula. Location, seniority of backcourt, KenPom rating, how do you play away from your home on an and on a neutral court? The biggest part, coaching tenure. Okay, Wynn. All right. Benny Brackets has a formula. Let me tell you why.
So what teams come out the other end of this formula?
Let me give you more data. I'm going to give you all the data, K1.
I feel like you're buying time. You must love this. Because you don't know.
Dating back to 2010.
You're waiting for our intern to text you the team.
Bubbles are popping up. Come on. So dating back to 2010, UConn's won it twice. Nova's won it twice. And then you get Duke, Kentucky, Louisville, North Carolina, and last year, Virginia. Think about their coaches. They're all tenured, right? They've all been around outside of Kevin Olley, who basically took over, you know, a team that was senior laden, did a good job. No team, K-Win, and I actually had my note in my notes west of the Mississippi, but turns out Kansas isn't west of the Mississippi, has won the national title since 2010. Mm. Actually, it goes back to 1997. When? Who won it from the Pac-12?
UCLA.
No.
Arizona.
Miles Simon.
Bibby. Dickerson. Washington.
Exactly. Michael Dickerson. Richard Jefferson, I think, was on that team, correct?
He was not on that team.
Okay, he wasn't.
But Jason Terry was on that team.
Nonetheless, JT.
Shout out to Franklin High.
The Jet. So they went back in 97 as the 8th seed. So it's been a while since the Pac-12 has made an impact on the NCAA championship. The last West Coast team to make a final was?
Gonzaga.
Exactly. 2 years ago when they lost to North Carolina. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to boil this down. Where is the Final Four again?
Atlanta.
Last time it was in Atlanta. Who won?
Michigan State.
Actually goes back to, again, this is, my notes are horrible from our intern here, but I believe it goes back to, and I can't find it. He screwed up my notes. Actually, so Louisville, Florida, and Maryland are the last three teams to win it in Atlanta.
Okay.
What does that tell you? Where is Louisville?
It's in Kentucky.
Which is that same time zone. Florida, yeah. Same thing. Maryland. So you do a little diagram. You do a little circle. Okay.
So my Kentucky pick was good then.
Your Kentucky pick was good. Here are the teams. I'm Benny Brackets. And I take this all into account. Location, seniority, tenure of coach, everything along those lines. Here are my three teams you're going to look out for. It's Louisville again. They're 6-5 on the road. .NET rating of 8. KenPom, 9. Playing a tough league, ACC. Junior forward, Jordan Narwa. Top guy. Here's where I differ a little bit. He's averaging 18-7. He's a forward, though. He may not have the ball in his hands at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Other team to look out for. Leonard Hamilton.
Florida FSU. State.
Florida State. 7-5 on the road. .NET rating 10. KenPom 16. They have three players averaging double figures. Okay, win. Led by Devin Vassale, who's doing for 12-5. He's only a sophomore, but the advantage they may have is it isn't one guy, it's three guys that can potentially get you shot. Here's my wild card.
Creighton.
No.
BYU.
No, and I'm trying to think of the song. Old Country Road. Do you know that song?
Gonna take my horse down the old town road. Gonna ride no more.
That isn't even close. West Virginia, Mountain Water, something along those lines. West Virginia, led by who?
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear, alma mater. He has been there, I believe, for 10-plus years.
Yeah.
He's got West Virginia 14-2 at home, .net rating is, or excuse me, .net, yeah, rating of 17. Ken Palm has them at 10. Their leading scorer, though, is out of the Congo. It's Oscar Tshibishwa.
What about their point guard play, guard play?
Exactly. That's what's missing in this entire formula. Do you see where I'm going?
Yeah.
That's why, Benny Brackets, if I'm putting money down today,
okay,
it's going on San Diego State.
Wow. But they're west of the Mississippi.
West of the Rockies.
All right.
San Diego State, the Aztecs, with Malachi Flynn, who we've talked about, senior leader, or excuse me, junior leader, point guard, been around, played in the Pac-12, not shy on the big stage. He's big. The other team.
Turn your phone off.
Oregon.
Go Ducks. They do have a senior leader.
Peyton Pritchard. Guy, if we all recall Aaron Kraft was around Ohio State for at least 15 years, it seemed like.
He's still Peyton Pritchard
is he's on, he's good and looking for an eighth year of eligibility at Ohio State. Peyton Pritchard is a more refined Aaron Kraft. And the guy has tenacity. He has the same haircut. He has the same makeup. But he's been there, done that. And I don't know, and this goes back to our talk around the Pac-12 tournament. I don't know if you're Dana Altman. Do you have much to gain from winning the Pac-12 championship?
You want your team playing well at the right time, but you also want your team healthy and rested.
Exactly. So what do you do? Do you win one game and kind of say, all right, I'm not going to raise the white flag, but if they come in heavily rested and you need a rested Peyton Pritchard, here's my recommendation.
But they don't want to lose early and get a 10 or 11 seed.
I don't think you see Oregon going that route. I think they'll land at 4 and 5 regardless, in my opinion. Could they sneak into a 3 seed if they win the Pac-12 championship? Absolutely. But I think what we've seen, especially this year, as long as you're a 6 seed plus, I think you're okay. Yeah. I just think there's too much parity in basketball.
There was that year where George Washington made it.
Exactly. There's been stories of Loyola, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be a number one seed. In fact, I don't know. There might be a jinx. I don't have the data again. But if you look at the runners up, let me bring up one thing real quick. Going back to the Pac-12 or even the West Coast teams. Runners up, 1998, Utah. Who was their predominant player?
Was that Andre Miller and Mike Doliak?
I think that was a Keith Van Horn era. But that was regardless, it was Rick Majerus, right?
Yeah, yeah. Doliak, I think, was a freshman or a sophomore.
Yeah, you go to Zona in 2001. Still Lou Dolson, I believe.
That was Richard Jefferson, Luke Walton.
UCLA, 2006, Ben Howland, right? So you kind of get this. Zags in 2017, Mark Few's been there forever. So you look at kind of the storyline here. You add everything up. You take all the ingredients. I think the Ducks and Dana Altman, if they don't go box, 3-2 on Pritchard, have a pretty good shot. And the idea, you know what? If I'm Dana Altman and I see my two first games are on Pac-12 Network and my next one's on FS1, I'm not going to win. I don't want anyone to see my offense.
Shut it down. No scouting report. But so, the Houston Astros probably have 80 cameras in the arena and they're selling feeds of the scouting report.
So if I'm Benny Brackets, I got two teams from the West Coast I'm banking on, and that's the Aztecs and that's the Ducks.
I like it.
Anything from K1?
The Ducks are good. They've got Pritchard. They've got Will Richardson. They've got Duchard. They've got some big men. And Dana always has his teams playing well at the end of the year. And I have the Ducks going to the Sweet 16. Where they go from there, it's just based on matchups. San Diego State, I really like them. I think this is the year they get to at least the Elite Eight. And if there are two in the West, I actually like them better than the Zags because the Zags don't have depth. They don't have guards. I think if State advances, if Gonzaga advances, I've got San Diego State. Favor them. San Diego State beat BYU. Who else did they beat? They beat Creighton and they beat Iowa. All great teams. San Diego State, do not sleep on them. little late season scuffle, no problem. Utah State is good. I like State. I like Oregon. But I have Creighton winning it all.
Most important letter. Creighton.
Creighton winning it all. Blue Jays.
No. Warren Buffett put you up to that.
They're the number one seed out of the Big East.
Warren Buffett put you up to that.
Well, we'll see.
Creighton versus BYU. Who wins?
A BYU. They got the man child.
Wait a second.
They got the man child. Well, it's all about matchups. I didn't know Creighton had to go through BYU. Now they have to go through BYU. I got BYU. Best three-point shooting team in the league.
Most important letter in this entire NCAA tournament. What is it, K-1?
It's U for UCLA. Go Bruins. Fight, fight, fight.
It's actually Z. Wow. Get some Z's. Get there early. Yeah. Get some sleep. Especially if you're a West Coast team. Go as early as possible. Get your sleep. Keep the kids out of the Atlanta nightlife. If you do make it, make sure they're in bed. Get them 8 to 10. 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Most
Don't
important.
Don't be hanging out in Buckhead with Ray Lewis. Don't get in Ray Lewis's limo.
Don't go to the ESPN zone out in Buckhead and try to watch games of other things. That doesn't
Bar Stableville 4 in Atlanta. Get to bed. Get some sleep.
Head up Waffle House for the Blue Plate special and then hit the hay. The most important letter in the West Coast success for the NCAA tournament is Z.
Yeah. Don't be going to Magic City or Gold Club with Migos either.
San Diego State, Oregon. You heard it here first. Benny Brackett's senior leadership tested. Altman, you got to tell me the San Diego State coach.
Brian Deutscher, but it's irrelevant because we have Creighton and BYU. You heard it here. Kyle Buckets, a.k.a. K-Win, a.k.a. big winner if you bet on Creighton or BYU.
You have won in your life. WSD underscore podcast. We'll have a bracket out, right?
We will.
Winners take what? Some yoga pants and some hats?
We do, yeah. And Big Ben, please say your farewell. I'm not kicking him off the show. He's just taking a much-needed vacation. So you're not going to hear his voice for the next couple episodes because he's going to be vacationing.
I'll be in Bandon Dunes playing some golf, much needed. I'll have a good wedding with Evan and Katie and then off to my honeymoon in Punta Mita. So just like Jason Terry, flying out of here.
Boom.
Boom.